Welcome to Tardi Mechanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Adina Schmidman. Mazel Tov on the completion of Sefer Yeshayahu. The timing is auspicious as we are now reading the seven Haftaros of Consolation, the Shiva D'Nechemta, each Shabbos. May Yeshayahu's words of comfort carry us during these challenging times. Please join the Tardi Mecha community at the Zoom Siyum on Tuesday, September 3rd at 12 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Israel time. Mrs. Shira Hachheimer will share insights on Sefer Yeshayahu for our times. Please sign up at ouwomen.org/siyum. Join us for Yimei Ratzon programming, beginning with Rosh Chodesh Elul with Sivan Rahav Meir on September 4th at 12 p.m. Eastern. Tardi Mecha Halacha will be focusing on Ahavas Yisrael during this period as we look to draw closer to each other and to Hashem. Sign up for these programs and more at ouwomen.org/yr24. And now for today's Perek.
Welcome to Nach Yomi of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Schgab. And today we'll start learning Sefer Yirmiyahu, the book authored by Jeremiah. In Masechet Baba Vatra, Chazal indicate that Yirmiyahu, the prophet, wrote this book as well as the books of Melachim and Eicha. It picks up where the chronicles of Sefer Melachim end. Since the liberation from slavery in Egypt and through the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash, there were people in Israel who violated the laws and morals of the Torah. Throughout history, there were fierce arguments between those who assimilated into the decadence of their pagan neighbors and those who remained faithful to Hashem and the Holy Covenant, leading at times to civil unrest and even internecine violence. Reflecting the rifts in the population, some kings followed the popular will, even resorting to open defiance of God's will. Nevertheless, in every generation, great visionaries arose to rebuke the leaders and the populace and warn them that adopting the immoral practices of their neighbors would bring disaster and destruction to the nation of Israel. Among these inspired visionaries was Yirmiyahu, who foresaw and experienced the final days of the Judean kingdom and mourned the destruction of the temple and his country and the death of countless of his fellow Jews. He began his mission to the Judeans in the midst of the reign of King Yoshiyahu, son of Amon, and prophesied for at least 40 years, during which he bore witness to the burning of Beit HaMikdash and the devastation of Yerushalayim in 586 BCE. He remained to comfort the impoverished remnant that remained in Israel after the great exile, and worked side by side with Gedaliah ben Achikam, the governor appointed by Nebuchadnezzar. When Gedaliah was assassinated, Yirmiyahu fled with his protege Baruch ben Neriah to Egypt. The time and place of his death are unknown. Yirmiyahu hailed from a family of Kohanim who lived in Anatot, a small town in the region of Binyamin, about 7 kilometers northeast of Jerusalem, on a high plain overlooking the Judean desert on one side and the Temple Mount on the other. Many scholars attribute his lineage to Eviatar HaKohen, who was banished by Shlomo HaMelech from Yerushalayim. It seems that Yirmiyahu and his clan worked as shepherds and farmers, scraping a meager living from the hardscrabble soil. Hashem called on Yirmiyahu to serve as his messenger during the 13th year of Yoshiyahu's reign, just as this righteous Judean king began a major reformation of the cultural, economic, and religious mess left by the Assyrian invasion in the days of Sancheriv. He was crowned at the age of 8 when his father, Amon, renowned for his idolatrous practices, was killed in 641 BCE. His grandfather, Menashe, sat on the throne for 55 years, sought harmonious relations with the Assyrian overlords by adopting their religious and cultural practices. Menashe forbade the study and practice of Torah as he tried to eradicate any behavior or idea that distinguishes the Jewish people and differentiates them from the neighboring nations. He institutionalized pagan rites and mercilessly persecuted faithful Jews. His grandson Yoshiyahu, apparently under the influence of his teachers, and perhaps his mother, Yedida, repented of his forebears' ways and sought to reestablish the Jewish identity of his people. He cleaned out the pagan cults from Jerusalem and oversaw and funded the repair of the Beit HaMikdash. In the 12th year of his reign, when he was 20 years old, the Kohen Gadol handed over a hidden scroll of the Torah that had survived the great book burnings commanded by his predecessors to Shaphan the scribe. Upon hearing the Torah read to him, the young Yoshiyahu beseeched the Kohanim and his teachers, "Plead with Hashem for me, for the people and for all of Judea. For great is Hashem's wrath that has been kindled against us by our fathers, who would not heed and obey the words of this book." And thus began a great religious awakening that instituted exclusive monotheism, as all the pagan temples and altars throughout Israel were destroyed, including the remnants left in the northern territories of the exiled 10 tribes. Yoshiyahu sent messengers to Huldah, the prophetess, who told him that all the curses described in the Tochacha will come to pass. But because of his sincere repentance, they will be delayed until after his demise. In an attempt perhaps to avert the horrific fate awaiting Am Yisrael, King Yoshiyahu renewed the Brit between the Jews and Hashem, and the people pledged to fulfill God's will and commandments. It's against this background that Yirmiyahu enters the annals of history in the 13th year of Yoshiyahu's reign, when Hashem calls on him first. He records that first revelation and God's initiating message, which took Yirmiyahu by complete surprise. Vayhi dvar Hashem elai lemor, beterem etzorcha babeten yidaticha, uveterem tetze merechem higdashticha, navi lagoyim netaticha. The word of Hashem came to me. Before I formed you in the belly, I knew you, and before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as a prophet to the nations. The sudden appointment of God's emissary seems to contradict Rambam's understanding of prophecy, which can only come to one who has willfully pursued much wisdom, sanctified his life, and sought spiritual heights. Radak suggests that before he was born, and prior to exercising any such effort, Hashem had endowed Yirmiyahu with great talents that are independent of free will. He had independently developed that potential until he was worthy of becoming a prophet, though there is no indication that Yirmiyahu actually strove to become a prophet. On the contrary, his response is reminiscent of Moshe Rabbeinu, who had initial reluctance to serve as Hashem's messenger. Va'omar, aha, Adoshem melukim, hine lo yadati daber, ki na'ar anochi. So I said, oh, my Lord God, why? I do not know how to speak, for I am only a lad. This spontaneous response implies that Yirmiyahu is both young and modest, seeing himself as lacking eloquence and experience to lead or rebuke his people. Rashi implies that Yirmiyahu feared the personal price he would have to pay, trying to awaken the hearts of a stubborn and rebellious nation. But he could not disobey Hashem, who commanded, "Don't say I'm too young. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you to. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you, and I will rescue you." Hearing this, Yirmiyahu could not miss the implication of the words, "Do not be afraid," and recognized that he would be facing a great challenge, substantial danger, and great suffering in bringing Hashem's message to the people. Then he saw a hand touching his lips and heard Hashem's mission. Re'eh hifkadeticha hayom hazeh al hagoyim ve'al hamamlachot lintosh ve'lintots ula'avid ve'laharos livnot ulintoa. I have put words in your mouth. Look, I have appointed you today over the nations and over the kingdoms to uproot and to shatter, to eradicate and destroy, to build and to plant. Thereafter, Yirmiyahu experienced a vision of a twig from an almond tree, as Hashem asks him, "Ma ta ro'eh?" And he responds, "Makel shaked ani ro'eh." Malbim notes that he did not call the branch a shevet, a staff to symbolize leadership or a cane to lean on. The term makel indicates a thrashing rod, intended as a punitive tool to strike the disobedient. Vayomer Hashem elai heitafta lirot. You saw well, ki shoked ani al dvarai la'asoto. Hashem indicates Yirmiyahu discerned accurately that the rod comes from an almond tree, which is among the first of the trees to blossom after the long winter, and its flowers quickly gave way to young fruits. Similarly, Hashem is diligently and rapidly fulfilling the prognostications of doom. Yirmiyahu understood that the destruction of the Judean kingdom is imminent. Then came another vision of a boiling cauldron with the lid removed and steam wafting out as the flames underneath rise higher and higher. Sir nafuach ani ro'eh ufanav mipnei tzafona. Thus Yirmiyahu came to understand that God had removed his protective cover from Jerusalem, and the inhabitants living behind its walls are doomed to be like meat cooking in an overheated pot. Furthermore, the danger comes from the rapidly evaporating water and the bellows that increase the heat that are blowing from the north. Lest Yirmiyahu mistake the meaning, his initiation ends with an unmistakable message of doom, of a forthcoming siege. Keni kore lechol mishpechot mamlachot tzafona, ne'um Hashem. Uvau venatnu ish kiso petach sha'are Yerushalayim, ve'al kol chomoteha saviv, ve'al kol are Yehuda. Ve'dibarti mishpati otam, et kol ra'atam asher azavoni, ויקטרו לאלוהים אחרים וישתחוו למעשה ידיהם. As heartening as Yoshiyahu's reforms may have seemed, apparently it was too little and too late to save the kingdom of Yehuda. Moreover, the king alone could not undo the corruption and decadence that had taken root over several decades of idolatry. Therefore God told him, "Their kings will come and set up their thrones in the entrance of the gates of Jerusalem. They will come against all her surrounding walls and against all the towns of Judea. I will pronounce my judgments on my people because of their wickedness in forsaking me, in burning incense to other gods, and in worshipping what their hands have made." Yirmiyahu must have been devastated to undertake such a mission and must have felt inadequate to avert the dreadful prognostications. Hashem therefore emphasizes, Tazor motnecha vekamta vedibarta lehem et kol asher anochi atzavcha. Al techat mipnehem, penachitcha lifnehem. Gird your loins, stand up and speak to them whatever I command you. Don't tremble before them, lest I break you before them. Here and now I made you a fortified city, an iron pillar and a bronze wall to withstand the whole land, the kings of Judea, its officials, its priests, and the people of the land. And then to comfort him, V'nilchemu elecha ve'lo yochlu lach, ki itcha ani ne'um Hashem lehatzilecha. They will fight against you, but will not prevail over you, for I am with you to rescue you. Thank you for learning with me.